Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
First this morning, Gardaí are continuing their search at a site in North County Dublin this morning where skeletal remains were found yesterday. Gardaí believe the remains are that of missing toddler Daniel Arabose. Conor Feehan is a reporter with the Irish Independent. He's in Donabate today and joins me on the line. So, Conor, you're there at that site. Will you take us through what happened yesterday? The remains were found after, as we know, quite an extensive search.
Yes, Claire. The search began more than 2 weeks ago at this site. It's a remote site of wasteland on the outskirts of Donabate, close to Portrane. And that search has been ongoing for more than 2 weeks. And then yesterday, we believe it was shortly after noon yesterday, the discovery was made of human remains. So that then brings a whole new level to the investigation. Obviously, excavation stopped at that stage because once the remains were found, everything then has to be protected and a very careful recovery operation comes into play at that stage.
Okay, so what's happening there this morning?
At the moment, we can see that members of the Garda Technical Bureau are here. We do also expect that at some stage during the day, the services of the state pathologist, including a forensic paediatric pathologist and also a forensic anthropologist, could be brought to the scene as the investigation reaches its next level. The main aim of this operation today would be to ensure that the remains can be removed securely and safely without disturbing any forensic evidence that might be there. And then DNA analysis will be used to identify the remains that have been found, but Gardaí are more than confident that they are those of Daniel Arabose. And then at that stage, a cause of death will need to be established before the investigation can proceed further.
And we don't know how long that's all going to take at this stage, do we?
That could take a long time because obviously if Daniel has been buried for a number of years, the level of evidence that is there with him and depending on how his remains were buried will dictate how long it will take before any evidence can be gained. But it is certainly something that Gardaí are very anxious to expedite as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm. And what have you heard about the Garda decision to release that picture of Daniel, which we see on the front pages of most of the papers this morning, his name and his photograph? What does that tell us about the investigation, that decision?
Yeah, we didn't know how long it was going to take for Gardaí to come to that decision to release details about what was initially known as the boy who's missing in Donabate. But it seems that a decision had been made that as soon as anything was discovered and anything that was certainly deemed to be very, very relevant, that information would be released by Gardaí. And that's what happened yesterday. Within a very short space of time of the discovery yesterday, the Garda Press Office did release that photograph and the name. And that is because really at this stage now that they do have something concrete to work on. They are now issuing a public appeal for information from the public, from anybody who may have known Daniel, who may have known his family, from anybody who lived in the apartment block where he lived, the gallery apartments on the other side of Donabate, and anybody whose children may have interacted with Daniel over the years as well before he went missing. So that move yesterday was really to progress that investigation and bring in any assistance that the public might have to try and solve this mystery as to what did happen to Daniel.
And they clearly believe there are people who may have known Daniel or his family since 2019 or had an interaction with them who believe that that's not relevant, because they've made that really clear. Don't assume that we have all of this information or that we know everything about this case if you're somebody who was involved either with the family on a casual basis or if you lived in the area. The guards want to hear from you.
Absolutely. And this goes with most investigations. Sometimes there could be an assumption. A person might assume, well, do the guards know that anyway, or I assume they know whatever piece of information anyway. But I think Gardaí would rather hear it twice than not hear it at all. So yes, that has been the call by Gardaí. If you do know anything about Daniel before he disappeared, or if you've obviously if you know anything about Daniel since he disappeared, certainly Gardaí are anxious to gather all that information. And as I say, they don't mind hearing it numerous times, and they'd rather that than mm-hmm. not hear it at all.
I know you've been talking to people in Donabate, of course you have, over the 2 weeks, but in particular since the remains were discovered yesterday. What have they been saying to you, Conor?
Yeah, outside the local school this morning, which is literally within sight of the search zone, parents were dropping their children to St. Patrick's School this morning, and they've been saying that there has been a dark cloud over Donabate now for more than 2 weeks, and it's really a kind of, I think the overriding emotion that's been felt by people here is one of sadness coupled with disbelief, and certainly that's what they were expressing this morning when I was talking to them, and also some frustration as well as to how a child can disappear for such a length of time and not be noticed. So while there was certainly an expression of sorrow and an expression of sadness, there was a little bit of anger as well, and people saying that they did feel that systems needed to be tightened up, systems need to be put in place to make sure that a child can't just vanish off the face of the earth. Mm-hmm. Also, they've been bringing flowers, teddy bears, balloons, cards and candles to one particular entrance zone of the search site. So there is a kind of a little growing shrine now at this stage to the boy they now know as Daniel.
Conor, thanks very much. Conor Feehan there, who's a reporter with the Irish Independent, joining us from the site of that dig, and the work continues there in that area between Donabate and Portrane in Dublin. Later on, we're going to hear about the fate of Donna Hughes Brown, the Irish woman who was detained in the United States over a minor misdemeanour from years ago. Next up, though, it's day two of Donald Trump's state visit to the UK. We'll find out what's going on.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.